third parak of Me'ilah, sixth Mishnah. Kol ha'roi le'mizbech v'loi le'bet ha'gabayis, anything that can be used for as a korban, not as part of the building of the Beis HaMikdash. Or the Bet HaGavayis, or the Mizbech, can be used part of the building of the Beis HaMikdash, not as a korban. The Mizbech, or the Bet HaGavayis, or can't be used for either. All of these are moyel and bov. Someone who's makdish them, and afterwards somebody uses it for his personal use, he'll be moyel. Ketzar, give a few examples. Hikdash bom olimayim, had a pit full of water. Oh. Ashmer le zevel, or a garbage dump full of garbage. Shevich molyoinim, or a bird coat full of birds. Ilan moli peiris, a tree full of peiris, fruits. Sodom le asovim, a field that had shrubber grasses growing it. Moilim behem or mashe b'teichem, since he was makdish them, both the somebody uses any of these items, which is this pit or the garbage dump, the site or this place where the pigeons dwell in, or he uses the garbage itself, or the water itself, or the pigeons themselves, or the fruit of the tree. All these things, he's moiling both of them. Since this person was makdish both. He was makdish as well, and afterwards it filled up with water, ashpa, a garbage dumping site. Afterwards it was filled up with garbage. Ashpa shoivach, a bird coot. Afterwards it filled up with yoin. Afterwards makdish at ilan, it's makdish a tree, and afterwards achkach nesmala peiris. Soda tree, a field, achkach nesmala asovim, moilin behem. Eid moilin mashim b'toichom. There's no meila, and what comes is produced out of hektish itself afterwards. Divi Rabbi Yehuda, that's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Various explanations why this is so, but that's the bottom line, that even though it may be considered part of the Rishus Hekdesh, but there's no Mi'ilan in Akopo. And what grew out of the thing that he was Makdish. Makdish saw the Ilon, Moel and Behem, he says in the case of the field or the tree, he's Moel on that which grows out, Mipnation Gidul Hekdesh, because they're actually growing out of the Hekdesh, so it's considered part of what he's Makdish. It's not the same as water coming out from the sky and filling up a pit. Vlad Mu'useris, Lo Yinok Mina Mu'useris. If he took Maisa Behemah and it gave birth before he made this into Maisa Behemah. So now the mother is Hektish, is Maisa Behemah, and the Vlad is Chulin. Or Yinek Min Amuseris. The Vlad, the offspring, is not allowed to drink from her mother because her mother is Hektish and she's not. Achem is Natum Kain. For a person can make a condition initially that when he's going to makdish this Maisa Behemah, he wants to makdish the body and not the milk. Hektish, a person is working for Hektish in a field that's Hektish, so generally he's allowed to eat the fruit of the land. Here he cannot eat them. Also, a cow which is threshing for Hektish is not allowed to eat also the food of Hektish. Yeah. Now, as a chiddush, even though there's generally an issur not to do that, but you can't give hektish to a regular animal. Yeah.